It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. Last week, we aired a comment from Mona, concerned we were canceling the dinner party download. I wrote to her explaining the new Friday evening schedule, and here's part of her response. As you surmised, I discovered to my delight on Friday evening that dinner party download had simply been shuffled in the day's schedule. It is such a great way to kick off the weekend. I'm also a fan of The World, so I welcome its addition to the Friday lineup. I guess when I heard the promotions for The World at 6 p.m. on Fridays, I went into panic mode. Via Facebook, Kylan messaged us. Yesterday on All Things Considered, you talked about the HANDS, a Health Access Nurturing Developmental Services Program expansion to serve multi-gravita families in all 120 counties. I can't find a summary or blurb about it on the 88.9 website. I work for HANDS Central Office and would love to be able to hold on to something to remember that. We informed Kylan that while most of the time we get stories produced at WEKU onto the website right away, sometimes there is a lag due to staff availability. Likewise, some stories produced at other Kentucky public radio stations don't always get posted, but this one has been online since soon after we heard from Kylan. And Alice emailed, why don't the announcers pronounce the Y on Kentucky? Kentuck sounds weird unless it's supposed to be Kentuck. We have enough smashed syllables, so I'd rather hear a clear Kentucky. Let us know your feedback when you write to us at weku at eku.edu. Leave your voicemail message at 859-622-1657. Post on Facebook or send a tweet at 889-WEKU. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday morning at 6:49 and 8:49, or in the afternoon at 5:33 on 88.9 WEKU.